You know, we talked earlier about how we get such great comments on our today's homeowner hotline, which we would encourage you to, you know, ask us any question, any comment that you have. We had a number of people calling and just saying, hey, I'd love for you guys to touch on this subject or that subject. That's cool. Let us know what's on the top of your mind. We'll share it with everybody across the Today's Homeowner Network. And so many times a question you're asking is one that thousands of other people would like as well. And one of the comments we get all the time is, you know that fella Joe, I really like those simple solutions that he shares. So Joe, share another one of those simple solutions, will you?
Okay, Daniel, thank you. We were just talking about removing grout in a shower. Well, if you don't need to remove it, but you do need to clean it, here's a simple solution. If the grout's looking dull or dingy or stained or moldy in particular, all you need to do is mix a 50-50 solution of oxygen bleach and hot water. Then apply it to the grout joints. You can use a sponge, a brush, anything. You just want to saturate all those grout joints. And then, and this is important, you have to wait about 10 minutes. And the reason I suggest oxygen bleach as opposed to chlorine bleach is the oxygen bleach lasts a lot longer. It doesn't dry as quickly. So let it sit for about 10 minutes and then repeat it. So take some more of the solution, soak it again, wait another 10 minutes. Then after that, you can scrub it with just a nylon bristle scrub brush. You'd be surprised it'll look sparkling brand new, and it'll also notice any areas that might need to be regrouted if the grout is cracked or missing or crumbling out. And then once you've scrubbed it, then just clean it with just clean water, just cold, clean water, and you'll be good as new. And you'd be surprised if the grout is just dirty, it'll come out really clean just with that. And if you do that once a year, it'll remain looking clean. And then once a year, you should also reapply a clear sealant.
That's a great point, because a lot of people wonder about whether you should seal any grout. And certainly if you can, it's just like sealing anything. It's going to make it look better for a lot longer. It's not going to absorb those stains, and the mold and mildew cannot grow in something like that that's all sealed off, because it can't get in the pores of the grout and start growing and so forth, or as we say sometimes, proliferate. So, did you get that one?
Yeah, I like that.
Big word of the day. I think I spit on my microphone. Sorry about that.
But you almost spit on mine, and I'm in Connecticut.
But anyway, I know some great ideas there, and so many simple solutions available for you on our website at todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. And Joe, from time to time, we get some great ideas for simple solutions that people share with us on the Today's Homeowner Hotline. You know what?
That's right.
If you call us and you share with us a tip that we use on the show that we would consider in a tip or a simple solution like this, I guarantee you, I'll send you some pretty cool Today's Homeowner stuff. Maybe a great 20th anniversary tumbler, maybe a hat. Who knows what you might end up getting if you share with us a few of those things.
And I might videotape it and put it on a TV show. I've done that in the past, too.
That's right. Might even be. Yeah, there you go. Exactly. So we don't know it all, but we certainly appreciate any of those comments that you might make. That wraps up the first hour of the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. And if you're listening on a station that doesn't offer the second hour, well, head over to todayshomeowner.com so that you don't miss any of the fun information that we will be sharing during that second hour. And also remember our podcast, todayshomeowner.com/podcast. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my co-host Joe Truini. Thank you so much for being with us during this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.